Turn around to somebody, slap them a high five, and say, I sure do appreciate you. Amen. Now, if you don't appreciate it, make sure you repent. Hallelujah. Amen. Just kidding. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Amen. Praise God. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. Somebody shout a pool. We all love a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years. That's a long time. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, said, Sir, I have no man when the waters troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise and take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. I want to talk to you this morning on this thought. It's all a matter of faith. Turn to that person next to you and say, faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. God bless you. May be seated. Faith is the ability to trust in what we cannot see. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says this, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Can I tell you today on a Sunday morning in Tulare, California, that there is something powerful about true, genuine faith. There's something powerful about sold out faith. You can't stop that kind of faith. You can't quench that kind of faith when you have somebody that is completely sold out to this thing called faith. You can't touch them. You can't trip them up. You can't make them waver. You can't make them give up because they don't see as normal people see. They don't see what flesh sees. They don't see what carnal man sees. They see through the eyes of the Spirit. They see through the eyes of the supernatural. And they realize this, that it's not about them. It's about what God can do and what God will do. It's not about what comes. It's not about what goes. It's not about how I feel. It's not about situations. It's not about me losing my job. It's not about me losing my home. It's about a God that has everything under control. And when you get people full of faith, they can look at a mountain and they could say, Mountain, be thou removed. They could say, Hey, I don't care about the furnace. Would you just heat it up? They'll look at a hungry den of lions and say, Cast me in to that den of lions. I will not stop praying. Why? Because they're full of faith. And some of us today, and I know it's Sunday morning, I know we're supposed to be chill and so supposed to be dignified, but I'm going to tell you, when trouble comes knocking down your door and adversity begins to strike, you can't just patty cake for Jesus. You can't just go through the motions. You've got to activate faith and say, you know what? I may not see it. I may not understand it, but I've got a God that's bigger than my problem. I've got a God that's bigger than my obstacle. Why? Because all things are possible with him. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. See, it's very easy to walk by sight. It's very easy to walk by what we can see. It's very easy for us to hear what the doctor says. It's very easy to understand that, you know what? I just have to understand it's my lot in life and I'm not going to get better and things are just going to always, no, it's not going to always happen. It's not going to always be like this. I understand that there's weeping, but the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but there's something about the next morning, because joy will come in the morning for men and women that'll believe that God has got everything under control. I'm telling you, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's why when I don't feel good, you'll still see me with my hands raised. That's why when things are coming against me, you'll still see me with a shout and a praise, because I understand if God did it back then, he can still do it today. If God made a way back then, he could still make a way today. And can I tell you the reason why we should shout and the reason why we should be excited today? It's because we're in the house of God. We're in the healing station. We're in the refuge. We're in a shelter today. And when we come into his house, when we come into his sanctuary, all things are possible. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I understand with men it's impossible. With a carnal man, it is impossible. But with the spiritual man, with the spirit-filled Holy Ghost individual, they'll understand that I may not comprehend it. I may not know why I'm facing what I'm facing, but I'm going to understand this, that God is always on my side, and God has never lost a battle, and God has never lost a fight, and I'm going to learn to praise God when he gives, and I'm going to learn to praise God when he takes away. We've got to understand that in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Why? Because God is in control. Somebody shout, God's in control. Anybody believe that today? I know it's Sunday morning, but I feel faith in this atmosphere today. We were sitting around that kitchen, like I told you, and we were just eating chicken and eating enchiladas and eating Dorito. I love when people come over the house, because when people come over the house, my wife makes Dorito casserole. I was like, ooh, bring it on. So if you ever want to come over, you're more than welcome. You don't need an invite. I'm saying come over and we'll have Dorito casserole. We were eating Dorito casserole and enchiladas and beans and rice, and we were having great conversation. But someone said, can we pray? Sister Debbie, did you feel there was an instant change in the atmosphere? We were having a lot of fun, but when the minute we started praying, it started happening. Sister Ramos, I felt the power of God begin to move in our atmosphere as we begin to start praying. Can I tell you what's going to change the temperature climate in your home? Is not the news. It's not the latest thing, movie on your TV, that one-eyed devil. But what's going to change the climate in your home is when you start praying and saying, God, I'm in need of you in my home. I'm in need of you in my family. I'm in need of you in my relationship. When you begin to pray, things start changing. And you start understanding that we walk by faith and that not by sight. If we could just get our eyes of the faith open, then anything becomes possible. We read in John chapter 5, verse 1, that after this there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. So when you study this, Brother Landry, you study that the meaning of that pool of Bethesda, you'll find that that meaning is the house of mercy. And I've talked about the house of mercy before. But that's what that represents. The pool of Bethesda was the house of mercy. And can I tell you today, we're in the house of mercy this morning. We're in the house of God's sanctuary, God's presence. And at this pool, everybody lay there. People that had lots of needs, impotent folk, blind, halt and wither. They all waited for the moving of the water. Isn't that what happens when we come to church? We sing songs and we do our best to begin to somehow tap in to the presence of God, because what begins to happen? The moving of the Spirit begins to flood this place and we begin to feel our help coming. We begin to feel our master begin to sweep into this house. That's why we begin to connect, and that's why we raise our hands and say, God, I'm in need of you. It's the troubling of the waters. And every day they laid there waiting, praying, hoping that the angel would come by. He would come by just once a season. And he would trouble the waters. But only one got their healing. And all of a sudden Jesus comes there that day. Understanding. I may preach this tonight, I don't know, but you don't want to miss tonight. Tonight's going to be a great night. But everybody was waiting for an angel to trouble the waters, the moving of the Spirit, because if they could wait there and they could be the first one, you had to be the first one to jump into the water. And if you were the first one, the Bible said you were healed. And so the Bible says that day Jesus came on the scene. And he noticed that this man had been there for a long time. I don't know how he knew. It could have been the clothes. It could have been whatever it was. He maybe didn't take a bath or a shower. I don't know what it was, but he knew he'd been there a long time. And the Lord knew that this was a house of mercy. The Lord knew that people were healed at this spot. And Jesus looks at him, Brother Rudy. And he says, what do you want? Duh. The Lord has to have some kind of sense of humor. Really does. He already knows the answer. God's not asking because he didn't know, but God's trying to pump up his faith. And he says, what do you need? And the man said, I'm just waiting for somebody to come by to bring me into this pool. I want to be healed. Isn't that why we came Sunday? Isn't that why we came to church today? We came from a word. We came to connect with God. We came saying, God, I need an answer. God, I need deliverance. God, I need a breakthrough. God, I need you to step in and make a way. That's what he was saying. I'm waiting for somebody to make a way. And Jesus, very quickly, he says, arise. Take up thy bed and walk. That's all he said. We try to make things so difficult. We try to make things like it's so. People are always praying, God, I want to do your will. Show me your will. Can I tell you 99% of the will of God is doing the will of God? Living according to his plan, living according to his word, not just coming on Sunday. Not just coming on Wednesday, but every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours, seven, you have made up your mind. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to be a faith believer. I'm going to activate my faith because it's all a matter of faith. That's what it is. I remember I was in front of a group of servicemen, and I was trying to help counsel them and talk with them. And one of the service members spoke up and said, I just want you to know I'm a man of faith. Made a declaration. I'm a man of faith. And sometimes You've got to make that declaration in your home, in your life. I am a man of faith. I am a woman of faith. I am a faith believer. It's not in me and what I can do, but it's in a God and what God can do. I'm believing in faith. I'm walking in faith, not by sight. And I'm understanding. I'm giving it to Him. And the Lord says, rise and take up thy bed and walk. And that man could have said, how's that going to happen? I've laid there for 38 years. 411, I didn't come running here. I didn't even come walk. People had to carry me here. He could have said, there's no way that can happen. But when Jesus spoke the words, arise, take up thy bed and walk, the Bible says immediately the man rose. He didn't go into the pool. He just arose. Because it's a matter of faith. And I realize today, I realize again, it's a Sunday morning. I realize this is Sunday school. But I also feel the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost to begin to tell you that you've been praying for things, you've been believing for things, and you haven't seen them happen through the natural eye, and this preacher has come on a Sunday morning to somehow infuse into your spirit that it's all a matter of faith. And if you'll activate your faith today and say, I know I've come here every Sunday, I've come here every Wednesday, I've come here every revival, but if somebody will understand, today's a new day. Today's a new beginning. It just may be that God will open up the doors, that God will unlock the least the blessings of heaven upon my life if I'll activate faith. Somebody, I lift up your voice right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're up against, but you're here today on a Sunday morning in the house of mercy, and there is a God that is saying, I've got your miracle. I've got your healing. I've got your breakthrough. I know what you're up against. I know what you're facing. If you'll just activate your faith and believe me, God says, I'll open up the windows of heaven. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Somebody connect to God. There's a God today that has showed up for you on a Sunday morning, but it's up to you to activate faith. Why? Because it's all a matter of faith. Would you lift up your voice today? Come on, would you lift up your voice this morning? Come on, God's heard every prayer. God knows what you're up against. God knows what you're facing. And He wants to tell you He's got your answer. He's got your remedy. He's got your healing. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice today. Come on, it's all a matter of faith. It's all a matter of faith. It's all a matter of faith. Oh, I feel Him here. I feel it moving in this atmosphere this morning. I feel the wooing of the presence of God. I feel the troublings of the water. I feel His Spirit in this house. Can I tell you, it's not over. He hasn't forgot about you, but He's got you exactly where you need to be. Hallelujah. 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 Shatarakaya torayanda yasi. Yarakaya torayanda yasi.
Come on, God's going to turn around some things in your life. God's going to turn around some things that the devil's trying to beat you up and to stop you and to silence you. But there's a God that showed up for you to turn some things around in your life. Better days coming. I understand you've been weeping in the wee hours of the night. But if you'll hold on to faith, understanding that joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. I trust you today, God. Oh, you feel that today. You feel that today. Come on, it's not over. It's merely the beginning. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hebrews 12:12. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. I understand it's tough. I understand sometimes it gets awkward. But if you'll just keep activating faith, if you'll just keep walking in faith, I know you've been searching for jobs and the perfect job hasn't opened up. I know you've been battling finances and I know you've been battling health and all this junk that's come against you. But if you won't walk by sight and you start walking by faith, God said, I'm fixing to unleash the glory and the resources of heaven. I'm fixing to turn some things around for you. But you got to activate faith. For without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God. You got to activate faith because it's all a matter of faith. Would you lay your hand on that person next to you, beside you, in front of you, behind you? And would you just connect with one another in faith? Would you speak a word over them in faith? God, restore their health. God, increase their faith. Lord, let them activate faith. Let them walk in faith. Let them live in faith. Let them dwell in faith. Let them abide in faith. Bring life together, God. Turn it around for them, God. I pray what they put their hand to do, let it prosper. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house this morning. I feel the Shekinah glory walking up and down the aisle of this church asking the question, what do you want? What do you need? Come on, you don't need big faith. You just need little faith in a big God. To believe that God can. That's why he said, if you'll have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can look to a mountain and tell that mountain to move. Tell that mountain to go. You don't have to have big faith, but if you'll just activate the faith you have, because the Bible said, every man has been given the measure of faith. Oh, I feel it right now. I feel it right now in this atmosphere. I feel the Lord right now talking to you. I feel the Lord saying, I've come to restore. I've come to heal. I know you prayed before and you're still in pain. I know you prayed for before and the answer hasn't come. But if you'll activate faith and say today, just may be the day God is saying, I will turn it around. Come on, he responds to faith. He responds to faith. I don't know what it is. You may need to get out of your pew. You may need to get in the aisle. I don't know what it is. You may need to run. You may need to shout. You may need to clap. You may need to become. Just become worshiping God before it happens. Hallelujah. Come on, your marriage isn't too far gone. God can bring that marriage back together. God can bring life to it back together. Oh, I feel it. I feel it here today. It's all a matter of faith. That's what it is. Oh, I'm praying today. I'm praying that there'd be men and there would be women that would arise today and say, I'm a man of faith. I'm a woman of faith. I will not stop praying. I will not stop believing. There is a God that is in control. Don't let the enemy try to tell you your baby's not coming home. Your lost loved one's not coming home. That is a lie from hell. God is saying, I'm going to restore them. I'm going to draw them. I'm going to turn them around. Come on. It's all a matter of faith. You say, Pastor, I haven't felt it. I haven't felt anything. Don't go by feeling. Go by faith. Activate faith. He responds to faith. Sharakaya torayandayasi. Come on, lift up your voice. We don't need the drums thumping. We don't need the bass. We just need a divine intervention from God. Hallelujah. Sharakaya tayaso. Come on, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. There's a God that believes in you. There's a God that believes in you. It's just a praise away. It's just a worship away. It's just a couple of steps of faith away. It's just a matter of faith. Hallelujah. Come on, whatever attack has been coming against you, whatever adversity that has been coming your way, I need you to speak some things in faith that today's a new day. It's a day of new beginnings. It's a new season, and I'm speaking faith over my home, over my house. It's going to change today. I'm stepping out in faith today. It's all a matter of faith. It's all a matter of faith. It's all a matter of faith. Shatarakaya tayaso. Hiarayana yaraso rakayasi. Oh, hallelujah. Shorakayana yasi. Hikorasatayako. I speak life, God. I speak life into him. I plead your blood on him, God, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, God has showed up this morning to let you know you're not by yourself. You're not facing this alone, but there is a God that is fighting for you. It's a matter of faith. It's a matter of faith.
Sharakaya tayaso. Hiaraso rayanda yaraki. Hikoraso rayaya. Arasayanda yaki. Hiaraso rako. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord.
Oh, I feel it in this house today. I feel it in this house today. Come on. Listen to the Spirit. Listen to the wooing of God. The waters are troubled this morning. And He's asking you, what do you need? What do you want? What do you have need of?
Shatarayanda yakorasi. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Sharakaya torasi. Ikorayanda yarasayako. Torayanda yasi.
Come on, let God rebaptize you this morning with a fresh fire, with a fresh unction of the Holy Ghost.
Sharasandaya korasi, shotorayaki.
Come on, get that Jacob's Spirit in this house this morning. I'm not going to leave until you bless me. I'm not going to leave until you turn some things around. I'm going to activate faith today.
Sharasaya koraya. Sharayanda yasi. Hikoroyorasi. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Oh God.
Shatarakayata. Baptize me, Jesus. Baptize me afresh, God. Come on, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let this word, let it reside in your heart. Let it reside in your spirit. Oh, God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of this darkness. Hallelujah. And the only way we combat it is through the Spirit. It's through the faith, eyes of faith.
Sharakaya torasi. Oh God. Oh God. I love you today. We've got to learn to bask in His presence. We've got to learn just to sit at His feet and not get in a hurry. Let Him burst some things inside of you. Sharakaya raso, shorayanda yaki.
Come on, He won't knock down your door. He won't come in uninvited. But if you'll make up your mind, God, I need some things to change. I need the environment in my home to change. I need some relationships to change. I need help, God, in my finances. I need help, God, in my marriage. All you've got to do is activate your faith today. Hallelujah.
Sharakaya torayanda yasi. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your voice with me this morning. Shorayanda yaki. Oh God, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you, God. Hungry God for you. Hungry God for you. Hungry God for you. Hungry God for you. Sharakaya rasiya rako. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just wait on the Lord? Can we just wait on Him? Shataraki. Yaraso randa yadaki. Tarakaya to rasi. Tarayanda yako. To. Sharasiyanda yaki. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sharakia andayasi. Shorakaya rasi andayaki. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. I'll wait on the Lord. I love you, Jesus.
I've climbed a mountain and I've walked a valley low, but there was a hand guiding me where to go. So I will not question when storm clouds come my way, for I have placed my trust in you and you alone. Still I will trust you. Still I will follow. Still I will listen to your every calling. When the storm and I can't find my way, still I will trust you, Lord. Still I will trust you.
Lift your voice and sing with her.
Still I will follow. Still I will listen to your every calling. While the storm rages on and I can't find my way, still I will trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I feel him here in such a sweet way. The Bible says that he looked to the 10 lepers, knowing that the world had given up on them, knowing that they were not welcome in the house of mercy. And Jesus looks at them and says, go and show yourselves to the priest. Get to the house of mercy and activate your faith. God didn't heal them on the spot. The Bible says as they went, they were healed. So God's given you a word this morning. He's given you what you've been praying for. But the only way that miracle, that healing, that turnaround can happen is you got to grab a hold of it and you got to go your way. Because as you go, you're healed. Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's why I had my wife sing that song, "Still, I will trust you. Still, I will follow." Because when you get God into the equation of your life, He begins to come into you. Because you can't do it by yourself. 38 years, this man went to the pool. He got as close as he could, but never anything happened until the day that Jesus stepped in and said, "I've come to make a way for you." But he didn't heal him when he spoke the words. He healed him when the man got up. So if you hear anything this morning, hear this. The Lord is shouting to you, get up. Get up. Because if you can get up, you could brush the dust from your clothes. God can turn some things around. Would you stand to your feet all across this building? She's going to sing this again. But would you just let God know, I'm going to activate faith, God. I'm going to step into faith zone today. Come on, lift it up all across this building. Let this be a prayer. Let this be your declaration. It's all a matter of faith.
While the storm rages on, and I can't find.
We've got a few minutes. Step out of your pew. Make your way down to this front. With every step, activating a word. Things are changing. Things are going to turn around. God's going to provide. God's going to heal. God's going to make a way. God's going to bring it into fruition. I can't do it, but God can. He told me all I've got to do is to activate faith and to walk in faith and to live in faith. Because faith pleases Him. Faith gets His attention. And I'm coming to Him. And I'm activating today. Trust in You, God. Come on, that's it. Let Him talk to you. Let Him speak to you. Linger in this.
I've climbed a mountain, and I've walked a valley low, but there was a hand guiding me where to go. So I will not question. Storm clouds come my way, for I have placed my trust in You and You alone. Still I will trust You. The storm rages on. while the storm rages on, and I can't find my way, still I will trust you, Lord.
This journey called life is not for the faint of heart, but it is for those that make up their mind, I'm going to live for God hard. Bible even declares the violent taketh it by force. Sometimes you got to get violent in the spirit. You've got to rise up and say, not in my home, not anymore. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm going to change some things. And it all takes a step at a time. It's a step of faith. Well, Pastor, what if I fall? Well, we all fall. But failure's not falling. Failure's staying down. When I fall, I shall arise. So don't be going to have no party, enemy, devil, adversary. I'm getting back up. Hallelujah. I feel that in the house today. I love everybody. God is fighting for you. I feel tonight we may do part two of this, but the Lord gave me just a title for tonight, and it just, don't forget your bed. So we're gonna preach about don't forget your bed tonight. But the same kind of story. So don't forget that bed. He said, well, Pastor, I don't know what that means. Well, show up tonight. We'll see what that means. Amen. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. God love you. I love you. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.